Support for this podcast is provided by The Economist, committed to writing about issues that matter and the connections between them. The Economist, see the world differently at newsstands and economist.com.
And finally today, the Eurovision Song Contest is underway. Every year, the countries of Europe pick musicians to represent them in a televised competition. It's a bit like American Idol, but with national pride at stake. This year's entry from Belgium is out of the running already, but it's still in the news, as the world's Alex Galifant explains.
The song in question is called O Ulysses. Don't ask me what it means, because it doesn't mean anything. Recently, composer Michel Van Hellewe played it through for a reporter. Well, that's it. Turns out the lyrics are in an invented language, and this invented language isn't very easy to remember.
That's good. The composer doesn't know the words.
Luckily, Van Hellewe wasn't singing O Ulysses in the Eurovision Song Contest. That job fell to a professional mezzo-soprano accompanied by Van Hellewe's band, Ishtar. Van Hellewe says O Ulysses is meant to capture
the happiness and the joy of a child who doesn't have to think about life.
Presumably, that child doesn't have to think about being understood either. Some wondered if the made-up language of O Ulysses could help bridge the gap between Belgium's actual languages. The country's divided along language lines. Most people speak either French or Dutch, referred to as Flemish. But that wasn't on Michel Van Hellewe's mind when he wrote the thing.
I didn't think about this. It could be a symbol for bringing people together. I mean, a language nowadays can be a political issue, but it shouldn't.
By the way, Ishtar's not the first musical outfit to experiment with invented languages. Go back to 1946 and you'll find the vocalese of jazz musician Slim Gaylord, a style of speech called Vaut O'Rini.
Here's a Vaut O'Rini number title, Laguna O'Rooney MacBooty Scoodly Rooty O'Riti. Vaut?
Vaut O'Rini.
Ruto.
Scoot.
Laguna O'Rini. Laguna O'Rooney. Laguna O'Rini.
A great deal of fun, if you ask me. Maybe that's why contemporary composers are still drawn to making up their own languages. Welsh composer Carl Jenkins has gone whole hog with his Adiemus series. Jenkins says he wants to reflect the sounds of languages from all over the globe. For the world, I'm Alex Galifant.